Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, it's October 22nd at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night, a rainy night. It has been raining here in Louisiana for a while, but we're now in our nice and cozy homes. It doesn't change the way that we should see our lives and the things that we do in our lives. Last week, I could not prevent what took place last week, so I apologize to all my listeners because I did miss my show and my time, and I was not able to cancel or reschedule it. So I apologize to my listeners out there for that. This week has been, for me, I guess, kind of slow and just looking for that next day to come. I don't know why, but just looking for that next day. We will discuss tonight. I'm going to recap on our last discussion, and we're dealing with PTSD. And I kind of told you on, I think my last show was October the 8th, and kind of touched bases on my story dealing with PTSD. For a long time, I thought that I didn't need to let everyone know that I was having some problems. So I would smile and I'd keep rolling and working and communicating and doing all that I was doing without anybody having the faintest idea that I was suffering. When you're home, everything is different. That's when your life can kind of slow down a little bit and you can take time out to kind of recap your day's events or even your month events or whatever's been going on with you for a while. So I just found myself continuing to work and continuing to keep myself preoccupied so I wouldn't think about how this disorder was affecting my life. For women, because we have to continue to function no matter what, we can't break down. If we break down, then everything else and our mindset goes with it. So we have to keep up. We have to keep moving on. We have to shake off all the troubles and keep moving on. So I found myself doing that till I came to a point after my child got older and grown and out of the house, then I was able to kind of start looking at myself and reevaluating what's going on inside of me and getting the proper help with it. And like I said earlier, before with my story, I was misdiagnosed or wasn't diagnosed at all with it. I was being seen for all the symptoms but was not diagnosed with it. So now that I am diagnosed with it, I'm comfortable knowing I know what's wrong with me. And having the help that I'm getting now is it's very important to make sure that you contact your physician whenever you feel that things are not making sense to you. Get help as soon as possible so that it won't prolong as much. Tonight's show is we're going to discuss how it affects women. I told you my story, and I wanted to kind of back it up. I mean, have a backdrop to it where how post-traumatic stress affects women in general. According to a PhD, her name is Dawn Vogue. First of all, let me give you my number to call in if you feel the need to want to call in and have any questions for me. My number is 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749. Okay? Trauma is common in women. 5 out of 10 women experience a traumatic event in their life. Women tend to experience different traumas than men. While both men and women report the same symptoms of PTSD, for instance, hyperarousal, re-experiencing, avoidance, and numbing, some symptoms are more common for men, for women or men. We'll talk a little bit about the history of trauma in women. Most early information on trauma and PTSD came from studies of male veterans, mostly Vietnam veterans. Researchers began to study the effects of sexual assault and found that women's reactions were similar to men, male combat veterans. Women's experience of trauma can also cause PTSD. This finding led to the more research on women's exposure to trauma and PTSD. The risk that you go through when experiencing a trauma connects to the PTSD. It also says that findings from a large national mental health study show that a little more than half of all women will experience at least one traumatic event in their life. Women are slightly less likely to experience trauma than men. The most common trauma for women is sexual assault or child sexual abuse. About 1 in 3 women will experience a sexual assault in their lifetime. Rates of sexual assault are higher for women than men. Women are also more likely to be neglected, or abused in childhood, to experience domestic violence, or to have a loved one suddenly die. So those are some very important traumas that can help, that triggers the PTSD. What happens after the trauma? After a trauma, some women may feel depressed, start drinking or using drugs, or develop PTSD. Women are more than twice as likely to develop PTSD than men, 10% of women and 4% of men. There are a few reasons women might get PTSD more than men. Let's talk about these reasons. Women are more likely to experience sexual assault. As you know, that's a long history of that women are always the first, because of who we are and what we are, we're going to be the first and more likely to experience a sexual assault. Sexual assault is more likely to cause PTSD than many other events. And as I told you, even though I was in a war zone, I also, before that situation happened, before I was shipped, I was raped by another soldier. So that triggered my PTSD, but like I said, I had to continue to go on. I had to keep doing what I had to do. I couldn't let that stop me. I had to shake it off and move on, which I should have gotten help at the time, but I didn't. Women may be more likely to blame themselves, and that is so much true, for the trauma experiences than men. And that is definitely true. Let's talk about a finding. A finding from a national study of female Vietnam War veterans. During and after the Vietnam War, mental health professionals and behavior scientists began to notice adjustment problems in some veterans returning from Southeast Asia. At first, these problems were characterized as post-Vietnam syndrome. Then in 1980, This condition was officially recognized at the American Psychiatric Association as post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Now think about it. How many years later all these people suffered from this and it just was diagnosed or got a name? The National Vietnam Veterans Readjustment Study included women of 1,632 Vietnam veterans. In the study, 432 were women. Veterans who had served in and around Vietnam sometime between 1964 and 1975. That was the year I was born. Most of these women were registered nurses, and 90% had been commissioned officers. Over half had served more than 4 years in the military, and about one-fifth had served 20 years or more. At the time of the National Vietnam Veterans Readjustment Study, about 45% of these women were married. Less than half had children. Very interesting numbers there. Now, from the results, the National Vietnam Veterans Readjustment Study found that approximately 27% of women Vietnam veterans suffered from PTSD sometime during their post-war lives. Over the last few years, researchers at the National Center for PTSD have been looking further into the information collected in the NVVRS. One part of our research work has been to determine how factors other than war zone experiences might be related to severity of PTSD. And what they found was that high levels of social support after the war played an important part or important role for women. Those women who reported that they had friends and family available, had available to them, were less likely to have symptoms of PTSD. Now, I kind of disagree with that because I was able to have friends and family around me, but yet and still, I had this. It was like I had two faces. I could be this one person, happy-go-lucky, cherry, hey, that everything's fine. And then when I go home, I'm depressed, I'm crying, I'm not feeling well, I'm groggy, I don't want to deal with nobody. I had antisocial skills at the same time. So I don't know, was just diagnosed as bipolar or what, but I was suffering both ways. So having a lot of friends around me was comforting for the ideal during my daytimes or when I was out in the public. When I was alone by myself, it was a whole different ballgame for me. Reliving the experiences, not able to sleep, all those things happened to me. Before we finish, I want to play you a little music, if I can, if you don't mind. And it's a song by a lady named Lettucey. She's a new up-and-coming artist. Let's see if I can do this. Let's see. Thought I had the song prepared. Guess I didn't. Let's see. Let's go back up. And while I'm trying to fix this, I really would like for you guys to try to call in and talk to me if you can. And if you can't, that's fine too. But I'm hoping you're learning a little bit from the things that I'm trying to, you know, get out the information that I am trying to get out to you guys. Okay. I hope you can hear that. Thank you.
don't wanna cross the line. It's so easy to make it mine. I keep pushing you up. Could you give me what I must have?
Changes. Thought it was an awesome song. Okay, let's get back. I thought I'd flip that in on you, kind of wake you up a little bit. And I love that song. She's got a beautiful voice. These up-and-coming stars, the ones to me that I like, has that mellow, that smooth sound to it, helps out so much. Music therapy is another thing to deal with PTSD. It's kind of a way to kind of soothe you and make you feel better. To me, it does. Everybody is not going to be able to handle PTSD the same way, even though we all have the same symptoms. We all are not able to handle our symptoms all in the same way. And later on, as we go down into these segments about PTSD, I'll explain where it can lead you And I can also talk to you about treatment of PTSD as we go along. I think we have about two more episodes of this information. And like you know, I love giving out information because I think it's very important. I don't want to always sound like I'm reading. It sounds like I'm not prepared. But I like to read it for myself to you so you know what I'm saying and I can understand it again once I read it again out loud. Like we were just saying that women who suffer from PTSD or had problems with PTSD more likely was able to handle it once they had family and friends supporting them and keeping them going. It was easier for them to handle their situation. Emotional support, having someone to talk to and someone who really cares, helped women to adjust more comfortably to post-war life, which it's different now because not only do we have the post-war life now, we have everything else going on at the same time. So it's a little bit different than it was back then. It was also important for returning women veterans to feel that they could rely on others to assist them with tasks in times of need. Having that closeness with other veterans really helps out. I will say that much for me. I have a very closely knit bond with at least about two of my friends that I met in the military. And 17, 18 years later, 25 years later, we're discussing this stuff. And, you know, we're able to find out where we're at in our lives, where we were, and be able to talk about it. So that does help out for me, communicating with the right people. Because believe it or not, sometimes if your spouse has never been in the military or most of your friends, I call them civilian friends, who've never been in the military, they cannot relate to you. They cannot relate to the ideal of the things that you've been through. And so it's much easier for me to cry on the phone with a military buddy opposed to crying to my husband or my friends that I have here. It's comfortable because we bond that way. You're not trying to make them feel out of place. It's just the ideal that this is what you need to do in order for you to maintain and keep moving on. Let's see. I want to see something here before I finished. Okay, let's see. It was also important for returning home. Okay. We were talking about the bond and the common ground that we have when we have somebody that we can talk to that knows how we feel. It helped out a lot with some of these women who came back to be able to adjust to regular life, in other words. Veterans who had this form of support also suffered less from PTSD, which I thought was very important. When we have that that circle of friends or family members or somebody who has the same thing in common with us, it's easier for us to cope with a lot of situations, not just the PTSD, but life generally, you know. Again, I would like to say please contact your physician if you feel any of the symptoms from PTSD. It's good to make sure your physician knows this. I want to talk about, before I go, I wanted to kind of talk about some of the different types of symptoms again, and we're going to continue to remind you of the symptoms. Reliving the event, avoidance, numbing, and the feeling of being keyed up, the anxiety feeling. Says that bad memories of traumatic event can come back at any time, which it can. You may feel the same fear and horror you did when the event took place. You may have nightmares. You even may feel like you're going through the event all over again. This is called a flashback. Sometimes there is a trigger, a sound or a sight that causes you to relive the event. Triggers may also include hearing a car backfire, which can bring back memories of gunfire and war for a combat veteran, which to me, what gets me is when people start suddenly talking to me out of the blue and I didn't know they were standing behind me or near me. That catches me off guard. Seeing a car accident, which can remind you a crash survivor, his or her own accident. Seeing news reports of sexual assault, watching some of the shows on TV can be a trigger. It brings back the memories of assault. Avoiding situations that remind you of the event. A person who was in an earthquake may avoid watching television shows or movies in which there are earthquakes. A person who was robbed at gunpoint by ordering a hamburger drive-in may stop going out to eat at restaurants. Some people may keep very busy or avoid seeking help, which I found myself doing, avoiding it. This keeps them from having to think or talk about the event, and I think that's where I kept messing up at, because that's how I kept doing with that. What I want to do is I want to try to remind you of the symptoms of PTSD, each time at the end of the show so that you get familiar with them and you know if you're hitting any of those points that you, or you have any of those symptoms that you do make sure that you get help. Please do not think that this is only dealing with combat vets or veterans, period. This is dealing with anybody who has these symptoms. And the only reason why I'm gearing a lot of this and I'm getting my information about PTSD through the military is because it's such a big thing now for us, for the veterans, to get help, because we have and we're going to later on get into the suicide rate of vets, combat vets coming back and they're literally killing themselves because they can't handle what they've dealt with during the time they were overseas or in the wartime situations and the conflicts. So I'm wanting everyone to make sure you take care of yourself. Women, take care of yourself. If you have something wrong with you, please get it checked out. Don't wait too late. Men, I think the same thing of you. We need you. We're losing our African-American men daily, at alarming rates, because we don't take care of ourselves mentally and physically and emotionally. I say to you, I love you guys out there. Please take care of yourself. Do what you have to do to maintain. I know it's hard now with the recession, with the jobs not being there, but I'm hoping everyone take time out to take care of yourself. Like I said, we just got through talking about the PTSD with women, and we're going to keep with these episodes. We're going to talk about the treatment of PTSD on our next segment. I want to make sure I said that right. Just a second here. The next time we will talk about the healing process. But before we get to the healing process, I want to talk about the suicide, and then we'll get to the healing part. So those two shows are going to be reversed. My next show is on the 29th, and the next show is the 5th of November. So I want to say good night to everyone, and I'm hoping you have the great weekend coming up, and enjoy yourself. And I love you guys, and it would be great to hear from you anytime I'm on the air, or even comment after the show. Email me. Let me know what's going on. And all my new Blog Talk listeners and my other radio hosts, please let me know what's going on with you guys. Keep me in your let me know what's going on in your show so that I can keep up with you guys. I want to say thank you and good night. Bye. This is Chocolate Lady 64 signing off.